Alt NPR.
Support for this NPR station podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
The following is an excerpt from Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, visit toeradio.org.
It's so surreal that we say the cartoon riots now, that the headlines every day are, you know, 4 killed in cartoon riots. It's amazing.
My friend Tim Kreider is a cartoonist. His strip, The Pain, When Will It End, runs in the Baltimore City Paper and a few other alternative weeklies around the country. For Tim, the cartoon riots illustrate an actual clash of civilizations.
I mean, the reaction is due to the difference in cultures. They're a culture that still takes images seriously. They still treat them as reality, which is why it's kind of poignant and sad to see them, like, whapping the Danish and American flags with shoes and setting them on fire, as though we would care. You know, they think that that will hurt Westerners in the same way that they have actually been hurt by these depictions of Muhammad, but it doesn't. You know, they've mistaken us for somebody who gives a shit.
One of the strangest developments in the story was the announcement made by an Iranian newspaper that it would hold a contest for the funniest cartoon about the Holocaust.
Which seems kind of arbitrary and bigoted, since it wasn't the Jews, after all, who drew the Muhammad cartoons. It was the Danes. But I guess there's nothing very funny about the Danes, so no, you know, funniest Danish cartoon contest.
Even though the Iranian cartoon contest is clearly a hateful, mean-spirited affair, Tim Kreider decided he had to enter.
This is a chance for an unheard-of cartoonist to make a name for himself. You know, one week you're obscure, and then the next week the world is calling for your head on a plate. Or a stick. I mean, aside from any considerations of personal gain, infamy, the vision of my head on a stick. You know, there is a sort of principle to illustrate that, you know, to show the whole literal-minded, humorless, fundamentalist Islamic world, look, see, it doesn't hurt. It's harmless. Just funny drawings. You know, they had hoped to offend and outrage the Western world with this Holocaust contest, and I think we've called them on their bluff. We're like, yeah, sure, see? It's funny. It doesn't hurt, you know? There's a serious point to be made about mockery not being, you know, about sticks and stones not breaking one's bones. Oh, wait a second. They do, don't they? It's names. It's names that will never hurt us. You know, there's nothing so sacred or so monstrous that you can't laugh at it.
So you really think the Holocaust is something you can draw a funny cartoon about?
Yes. I think there is nothing you cannot draw a funny cartoon about.
All right, let's see what you got.
Well, our premise is the best things about the Holocaust, looking for a silver lining. Number one, pretty obviously, is it's an excellent sexual endurance aid. You know, rather than thinking about baseball statistics or whatever people think about, I don't know anything about sports, just thinking about the Holocaust to dampen down one's excitement and delay climax.
Huh.
You don't think that's funny?
I'm not sure.
So we have a panel here showing someone who bears some resemblance to me going at it with a girl, and in his thought balloon he's thinking, think of the ovens, the smokestacks, the gold fillings, the piles of shoes, except then his concentration starts to slip and he free associates accidentally into the glistening leather, riding crops, Ilsa, she-wolf of the SS, oh god, and then it's all over for him. And he accidentally screams at the moment of climax, Arbeit macht frei, and his girlfriend says, what?
Huh. Oh, man. All right. Well, let's move on to the next panel.
Are you suggesting that I'm not funny? Is that the gist of this whole interview?
No. I'm suggesting that this is hard. It's hard to make humor out of the Holocaust.
And that I'm not succeeding.
No. You laughed very loud. I thought that was very funny.
Well, me laughing very loud isn't really the test. In the second panel, it says, 50 years of forced contrition have reduced a race of rapacious supermen to tubby drunken buffoons. That is a simple before and after panel. In the before, we see a stormtrooper, his Aryan face distended by shrieking, rushing toward us with a machine gun. In the after panel, we see, well, a tubby drunken buffoon with lederhosen and a Tyrolean hat and a preposterous mustache, which drips with foam as he lifts a stein of beer to his face. It occurs to me that this is the only panel in the whole cartoon that is offensive to any particular ethnic group, which is to say, the Germans. But unfortunately, when you're dealing with the Holocaust, you can't really tiptoe around the Germans' feelings. Moving on to the third panel, the caption, "Without it, we would have been robbed of countless artistic treasures." And here we see parallel universe versions of great works of Holocaust literature, as they would have been had the Holocaust not occurred. We see Late Afternoon and How to Get Through It by Elie Wiesel. We see Man's Search for Parking by Viktor Frankl. We see the comic book Grouch, G-R-A-U-C-H, by Art Spiegelman, just showing cranky art on the cover. And we see My Diary by Anne Frank, which is a girl's diary with a unicorn on the cover and the name Peter inscribed over and over with little hearts. Oh, and finally, there's a TV, which is saying, "Tonight on the History Channel, Faith Factor, The Diet of Worms." Off screen, we see snoring. Because the History Channel would be reduced to low, low ratings without Hitler. A friend of mine even calls it the Hitler Channel. He says that's what the little H in the corner of the screen stands for.
So, the humor here is...
The humor here is actually supposed to be sort of poignant. I mean, it shows that art is meager compensation for loss. I mean, who wouldn't trade in every work of art ever done about the Holocaust if it could bring back even one of the people who died in the camps? In the four-panel cartoon structure, generally your last panel is a punchline, which is some sort of departure from or an escalation of the premise of the rest of the cartoon. My last panel, the caption is, "The most important lesson of all, the world resolved that this would never again happen to white people." And here we see an old lady in curlers and a bathrobe smoking a cigarette and drinking her morning coffee, reading the newspaper, and she's saying, "That is a shame about that little missing girl in Florida." And on the last page of the newspaper, which is facing us, we see the headline, 100,000 dead in Negrobia.
Negrobia, I'm not familiar with that country.
Shut up. I refuse to comment on Negrobia. Negrobia, obviously, is a fictitious place, a stand-in for all the countries that are hard to pronounce and that Americans cannot locate on a map.
So, okay, this one seems a little funnier, but it's kind of like you're cheating. You're trying to show subtly that you're not a right-wing, bigoted anti-Semite, that your politics are more or less on the correct side of things.
Well, I guess. I don't think of it as backpedaling, though, or being apologetic. I'm not sure any of this necessarily suggests that I'm some right-wing bigot. I mean, much has been made of the slogan, "Never again." But, you know, the Holocaust keeps happening. I mean, not on quite that scale, but in the hundreds of thousands in places that we have never heard of and can hardly pronounce, where, you know, people aren't, white.
Tim Kreider sent a letter in with his cartoon with a request that the Iranian newspaper print it alongside his cartoon should it win the contest. The letter clarifies his position on humor and taboo subjects, but unfortunately, I fear, if the Iranians do read it, he will definitely not be winning any contests.
I hesitated to enter your contest because your choice of the Holocaust as a subject seems to reveal more about your own bigotry than about Western taboos. Being offended by Danes and retaliating by insulting the Jews seems suspiciously misdirected, sort of like being attacked by Al-Qaeda and retaliating by invading Iraq. As I hope you can see from my entry, I do not share in the mean spirit of your contest. My intention in drawing this cartoon was to call your bluff, to prove that we in the West can, as we say, take it as good as we dish it out. We are not kidding about freedom of speech. We truly believe that nothing is off limits to question or ridicule. We can find the punchline in anything: the Holocaust, 9/11, the Bush administration. As an American humorist and heir to the greatest comedic tradition on earth, I believe there is nothing so sacred that it cannot be further consecrated, nor anything so monstrous it cannot be redeemed by laughter. Laughter is sanity. It is strength. It is fearlessness in the face of hatred and death. Laughter is how we get through this life without faith. It's the wine we make from rage. We Americans are braver and freer and funnier than you can begin to understand. I genuinely pity your humorlessness. We have a saying that I offer you not as a rebuke, but as friendly advice. Lighten up. Sincerely, Tim Kreider.
You've been listening to an excerpt from Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Alt.